figure le puttane sveglia da fare ancora questa sera. That was the wonderful one. I agree with my father who always say that they are the best choir in the entire world. Amen. Shall we rise up as we take the reading of God's word? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. A key verse is just the verse 9. Permit me that we'll take it from 7 so that we'll have a better view of what we're considering this morning. Let's take it from verse 7. Are we there?
Yes.
If you're not there in your Bible, you can look up. We have it on the screen already. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, the messenger of Satan, to perfect me, lest I be exalted above measures. Verse 8. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. Verse 9, a key verse. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, it is time to feed on your word. We ask, feed us indeed in the name of Jesus. Speak to our hearts. Bless us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and at the end of the day, we will live here with better understanding, richly blessed, and we will live here to do exploit because we have received from you your grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit Divine, for we know you are able to do it. We stand against every plan of the enemy that wants to rob us of our blessings this morning. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah, let's be seated. This morning we are considering a topic that is still around our team. This year in our crossover service, the servant of God, Mr. Shepherd here, did tell us that our team for this year is basking in His grace. And for this couple of Sundays now, we have been considering this issue of grace. And this morning, we'll be looking at His grace is sufficient for every need. Can we say it together? Can we say it louder? I think the topic or the sentence carries the message itself. So what we need to do is just to see how we harness it. His grace is sufficient for every need. So whatever need we can think of, we are saying here that His grace is sufficient to handle it. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is what the writer of Hebrews declared here. Having said something before now, when he got to this verse 14, let us therefore appear before the throne of grace. At that place we can harness grace. At that place we can obtain mercy. We can receive grace. And it will help us in times of need. And so, for every need that we encounter, the grace of God is sufficient to see that it is handled, to see that solution is brought to it. So, the central theme of Christ's answer
is grace. We write some verses up, our key text, so that we have a clear picture of what we are saying here. If you look at it from verse 1 to verse 10, tells us of the experience Paul had. He had wonderful revelations, wonderful visions, and in talking about it, when he got to the 7, he told us an experience he also had. Possibly to humble him, or to make him know at every point that he is human. And he did tell us there that he had a thorn in his flesh, which he further explained as a messenger of Satan, so that he will not be taught more than what he actually is. So the central theme of Christ's answer is grace. For 3 times Paul pleaded with the Lord to take away the thorn. And Paul concluded, for those times the Lord spoke to him, "Son, my grace is sufficient unto thee." His grace is sufficient for every need. And so, which may refer to either the apostolic ministry entrusted to Paul, or the reproducing in Paul's life of the suffering of Christ. Paul understands that it is in his weakness that the power of Christ is best displayed or made manifest. He's therefore pleased to ensure that trials associated with his ministry for Christ's sake. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Or it is Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Romans 1, verse 5. Let's say that one. Romans chapter 1, the 5th verse. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Through him we have received grace. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive grace. And an apostle here is Apostle Paul talking to the brethren in Rome. For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. We recognize that we are weak. Whenever we recognize that we are weak, then his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Indeed, the grace of God is sufficient for every need. Whatever form the need takes, whether physically or spiritually, God's grace is enough to bring solution to every one of them. But now, key text says, his grace is sufficient unto thee. This is response to that issue that Paul had in verse 7. Paul spoke about a thorn in his flesh. The precise nature of this severe affliction remains unknown. This thorn has been interpreted in 3 main ways by theologians. One, as physical suffering, that is, an illness from which Paul suffered. Number two, theologians believe that it could be a theological suffering because Paul does not succeed in winning the Jews to the gospel. Of course, Paul is seen as an apostle to the Gentiles. Praise God. Praise God. Because people like them, Peter, were not willing to associate with the Gentiles. And God had to pick Paul as an apostle to the world of the Gentiles. Number three, theologians believe that as apostolic suffering, that is the tone that was talked about in that verse, could be an apostolic suffering in the form of constant opposition to his apostolic authority, that is the apostolic authority of Paul. Now, whatever the real issue is, Apostle Paul pleaded with the Lord 3 times to take it away from him, but the response that his grace was sufficient for Paul. That is a better solution than to remove Paul's thorn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, for every need that we experience, God's grace is sufficient to handle it. We'll see a very practical nature of Paul's example here. It needed a solution desperately to this issue, but God constantly informed him or reminded him that his grace is sufficient unto him. And when Paul came to terms with this grace that was sufficient unto him, he went ahead doing exploits for the Lord. As will not be different in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, for every need that you face, the grace of God will speak for you in the name of Jesus. Say, for every need that will come across your way in this year 2022, his grace will surface for you in the name of Jesus. And so, several points to note as we continue. Number one, your witness provides the ideal opportunity for the display of divine power. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, verse 33. Human witness provides the ideal opportunity for the display of divine power. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, the first establish, strengthen, and settle you. Can we have an amen? The Lord will settle you in the name of Jesus. Apostle Peter wrote here, say, by the God of all grace, there is a God that is referred to as the God of all grace. Say, this same God, he will be the one that will settle you. He will be the one that will strengthen you. He will be the one that will ensure that same grace by which you are saved takes you to the end. And so, in our weaknesses, an opportunity is provided for display of the divine power of the Almighty. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. How was it possible? We were told, great grace was upon them all. That grace will experience this year and even beyond in the name of Jesus. That great grace that rested upon the apostles, with which they were able to accomplish mighty things in the name of the Lord, we will walk in it in the name of Jesus. This year we will not struggle. We will operate under the grace of the Almighty and the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, God gives grace to those who are in need and who humbly come to him for help. Let's see James chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. So God gives grace to those who are in need and who humbly come to him for help. James chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. And when we have submitted to God, resist the devil, and what happens? He will flee from you. This year, as you operate under grace, every devil the enemy has sent your way will flee in the name of Jesus. Every devil the enemy has put your way to ensure that you are afflicted will flee in the name of Jesus. That great grace that accompanying the ministry of the apostles will walk in it. And as we walk in it, every authority, every agenda of the enemy, everything they have put together to ensure that 2022 does not work in the way God intended it for his people, they will be frustrated in the name of Jesus. This year indeed we will bask in the grace of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Number three, his grace supplies us with the power to serve, to preach the gospel, and endure suffering. persecution and hardship.
Some of the things we are mentioning here are not palatable to my generation.
Praise God.
We don't want to talk about the theology of suffering. It is good all the way. Jolly all the way. Salad in the morning and bread and butter in the night.
Hallelujah. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 2. Reading from verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. There is something we need to stand in. And that is in the grace. And here, Apostle Paul spoke to his son Timothy. Say, you therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord. In 1 Timothy, he had been teaching us so many things to him. Even in chapter 1 of this very chapter, he had mentioned so many things to him. And when he got here, please let us go back to that scripture. Say, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You will be strong in that grace this year. If you were not strong in this grace last year, this year will not follow suit. You will be strong in the name of Jesus. Verse 2. Let's take it to verse 4. Verse 2. And the thing that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. And so, one of the things that the grace will help us to do is to ensure that in times of hardship, we will stand for the Lord. Because the grace will help us to stand in the name of Jesus. And so, this is one of the requirements of every soldier. Every soldier needs to endure hardship. Under the sun, under the rain, they are on duty and they do just that. And so, as believers, we are soldiers of the cross. And yeah, Paul told the son that there is need for him to endure hardship. Amen. Number 4, grace. Okay, let's see Romans. Sorry, we have read Romans, so let's not repeat that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. Paul told the years of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. It was the grace of God that brought him out. That same grace brought you from wherever you were that was not giving glory to God. And now he has brought you into his marvelous light. Yeah, Paul told him by telling him, says, God given to me by the effective working of his power, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints. This grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. What a wonderful thing the grace does here. Paul was able to affirm that this effective working of his power was brought about by the grace of God, and he was able to minister, was able to reach out to the Gentiles with the gospel that brought them salvation. Number 4, grace is able to preserve us. By grace we are saved, and that same grace is able to preserve us. But and it's something we need to know. We don't need to walk out of his grace. We don't need to put ourselves in a situation wherein his grace will not be able to help us. In other words, we have to live a righteous life. We have to ensure, like Shaman of God's mentioned, we were praying, you will live within the boundary. Because breaking the edge is tantamount to actually stepping out of the coverage of grace, and anything can happen at such moment. It is my prayer that the grace of God will preserve you. With your hands, you will not break the edge that will bring in the serpent. In the name of Jesus.
His joy will preserve you. No matter what the devil says, no matter what the plans of the enemy are this year, whether there is COVID-19 or whatever name it goes by, the grace of God will preserve you and I. In the name of Jesus. The grace, by way of conclusion, the grace of God is sufficient for every need. As students, we need the grace of God in our studies. In whatever profession we are, we need the grace of God to forge ahead. In our homes, as fathers and mothers, we need the grace of God to do whatever we do. In whatever we find ourselves, the grace of God is there to ensure that solution is brought to every need. The grace of God indeed is sufficient for every need that we may face. Therefore, do not lose the grace of God. To lose the grace is to take out the God factor in your race. May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The word grace, just as we have it in our team, our Father told us, God's riches at Christ's expense. And if you look at the spelling, if you remove the first letter G, what you have is race. We are in a race. And so, taking out the G is taking out the God factor. May you not take the God factor in your race this year. In the name of Jesus, grace is a conveyance belt. Do not lose it. And it will convey everything you need to succeed unto you. In the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up to pray? Say, O Lord, my Father. O Lord, my Father. By your grace, meet every need. In this 2022, can you pray it? Can you talk to God this moment? Oh Lord, my Father, you have told me that your grace is sufficient for every need. By your grace, Lord, meet every need in this 2022 and beyond in the name of Jesus. Lord, meet every need. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord my Father, in this year 2022, let your grace supply me the power to serve you better, the power to preach the gospel, the power to endure suffering and persecution and hardship. Can you turn into your prayer this morning? So, Lord, by your grace in this year 2022, let your grace supply me the power to serve you better, the power to preach the gospel, the power to enjoy suffering, the power to endure hardship, the power to pull through every persecution the enemy brings across my way. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is our prayer this morning. Oh Lord, we'll entreat you. Let your grace be our covering this year. In the name of Jesus, we will walk under your grace. We will live under your grace. Whatever we do in our journey, in our race, may your grace be sufficient. In our race, Lord, we ask, O God, may that God factor not be removed. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, so Lord my Father. Oh Lord my Father. By your grace, help me to overcome every temptation the devil brings across my way. Can you pray this one before we draw to a close? So Lord, by your grace, may I overcome every temptation the enemy brings across my way. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit divine. Blessed be your name. For we know, Lord in heaven, you are in to do us good. For in Jesus' name we pray. Our Father in heaven, our help in ages past, our help in years to come. You have told us this morning that your grace is sufficient for every day. Oh Lord, we key into this grace. We key into this grace. We key into this grace. Whatever we face this year, may your grace be sufficient to handle it in the name of Jesus. In our professions, Lord, may your grace be sufficient in the name of Jesus. In our homes as fathers and mother, may your grace be sufficient in the name of Jesus. As students in our studies, may your grace be sufficient in the name of Jesus. As business men and women, Lord, may your grace be sufficient in the name of Jesus. For whatever we are trusting you for whatever we are waiting upon you for, may your grace be sufficient in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as our friends are different here, Lord, so we stand with different needs and desire. We pray, meet your people at their point of need. Let your grace, as conveyors great, bring that which your people desire that will bring you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, our Father, for we live here, Lord, filled with your grace that is able to supply our need. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.